Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you on today. This is Apostle Loretta Williams, and you are listening to Sunday Prayer and Devotion. We are coming to you with Fresh Manna Blog Talk Radio, and today's discussion, our topic for our daily devotional this Sunday is Stop Running from God and Your Destiny. Many are called, but few are chosen. However, the majority of those individuals that God has predestined with great gifts, talents, and abilities find themselves running into the opposite direction from which God has chosen for their lives. And because we've been given free will, God doesn't force us to serve Him against our will. But He does allow things to happen to us to make us realize how little and futile it is to follow our own path without turning to Him. Our scripture text is going to be coming from the book of Joshua, chapters 1, 2, and 3. And I'm going to read in your hearing right now from the King James Bible, chapter 1 of our lesson on today. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. to verse number 3. But Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was likened to be broken. And the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmasters came to him and said unto him, "What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if it be that God will think upon us, and we perish not." And they said, "Every one of his fellows, come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then they said unto him, "Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thy occupation? Whence hast thou come, and of what people art thou?" And he said unto them, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which made the sea and the dry land." Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said unto him, "Why hast thou done this?" For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he told them. Then he said unto them, "What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous." And he said unto them, "Take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, "We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay it not upon us innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee." So they looked up and took Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. In our first chapter of the book of Jonah, we find out that God has a call, and he has chosen Jonah to deliver a message to a particular set of people. And for some reason, Jonah purposed in his heart that he did not want to do God's bidding. In our topic today, we're talking about stop running from God and your destiny. We find that many of us, a lot of times, do not want to obey and do the things that God has told us to do. Sometimes it's because we fear people, what they're going to say, how they're going to look at us, how they're going to treat us. And then other times we have other motives, amen, such as Moses, when he said he could not speak, yet he was educated in Pharaoh's house. Or, amen, praise God, in other cases in the word of God. But for whatever your personal reasons might be, we were all born with a purpose. And we need to remind ourselves that it's futile to run against God, to run away from God. Here Jonah makes up in his mind, rather than to be obedient to the God of heaven and earth, he would flee and go in another direction. Does that sound like you? Does it sound like, amen, something that you have done in the past or even doing currently that God has told you, given you a particular mandate to do something in particular. God may have called you to be a preacher, to minister, teach, amen, and exhort the word of God. Yet you don't want to do so because, amen, praise God, of whatever personal reasons you may have. I want to be able to do what I want to do. I don't want to live that type of lifestyle. Preachers have to spend a lot of time, amen, in meditating on the word of God. A preacher's life, amen, is not as always as easy as it seems. Here, Jonah, he is a prophet of the Most High God. He is to speak what thus says the Lord as God commands him. Yet he chooses to run and flee to another place instead of going where God sent him. A lot of times we're guilty of that. Amen. Even when it comes to where we worship, where we fellowship, God may want to send you to a small church to be a blessing to that leader. Amen. And to assist with the building up of the ministry in the church. But yet so many people want to go to big congregations where they can hide, not be seen, and not have to do anything. Well, oh my goodness, this is going to be a good lesson on today. Because, amen, in every ministry there are workers, amen, doorkeepers on the house of the Lord, amen, praise God. There are also, amen, praise God, those that help to keep the church clean. There are those, amen, that work behind the scenes that we don't even see, the secretaries and the administrators that get all of the paperwork, amen, typing up the sermons, sending out, amen, invitations, the bulletins, amen, the TV crew that's behind the scene, the producers, the editors, amen, praise God. Oh, and then we have, amen, the choir and the musicians. Everybody don't always lead the song, amen, praise God, but yet every member of the praise team and the choir is important, as well as the musicians playing together in harmony. Yes, there are many, many facets of church work, and most importantly, I believe, before it all begins, is the prayer warriors and the intercessors, amen, charging and cleaning the atmosphere so that we can walk into the environment and feel the presence of the Most High God. Now, some people would rather do something else other than the purpose that God has destined. And I see this many times. I want to sing in the choir, but you don't have the voice to sing in the choir. Yet God may have chosen you to work in the nursery because he has given you a gift, amen, to work with children. Oh, and then there are some, amen, praise God, that want to do other things. Oh, I am going to be in the pastor's aid. I'm going to be an armor bearer. Yet you don't have the time because armor bearers require service and commitment. And you, amen, praise God, don't want to give up your time. You're late for church. You're late when you're asked to do something. You see, there's many ways we can run from God. Amen, praise God. You don't like to follow instructions. Amen. You don't like to be told what to do. So how are you going to submit yourself to the authority, amen, of someone by being their armor bearer? Because it's more than just carrying a Bible. It's more, amen, praise God, than just standing by that person's side. Amen, praise God. Oh, they have to be able to pray, amen, for that leader and to take care of that leader's needs and to understand what it is that that leader is doing, amen, so that we don't always have to ask for things, but armor bearers know before we say, amen, the things that need to be done to help us to prepare to do the work of the Lord. And then most importantly, when we finished our assignments, we need someone to help us, amen, praise God, so that we can rest and the virtue be restored back into our physical bodies. So, amen, praise God. All of these are just part of church ministry. Amen, praise God. You don't have any doorkeepers on the house of the Lord. Amen. People come in, and a lot of times they have no sense of direction or even church protocol. They don't know to, amen, be quiet, when to be quiet, when to get up, when to walk. Amen, praise God. They don't know, amen, praise God, that certain areas, amen, are reserved, where other areas, amen, you can sit, amen, praise God, because of whatever is going on in the church. Amen, praise God. First few rows may be reserved for the prayer warriors or the choir or even, amen, for special guests. But without the doorkeepers on the house of the Lord, these things are not known. Amen, praise God. Oh, when the altar call, amen, and the call for discipleship is going on, doorkeepers are there to make sure, amen, praise God, that people are not walking in and out, that people are not being loud, amen, praise God, to keep order, amen, praise God. But yet and still, there's a commitment, amen, that goes along with any position that you're given within the house of God. And sadly, a lot of people don't realize that, and so they want to do something that's glamorous. Oh, I'm going to do this. And then a lot of folks just don't want to do anything. I'm going to church, amen. I'm tired. I've worked all week. I want to hear the choir sing. I'm going to hear the preacher. I'm going to come home, eat, and watch the game. Okay? Well, for whatever reason, amen, sometimes God sends us to certain places, amen. I want you to go, and I want you to be a part of this ministry over here, amen, praise God. But your family is going to another church, amen, and you want to go where your family is going. Now, I want you to hear me very clearly on this, because I know God loves family, amen, praise God. But there are times when God has an appointment for us, amen, that's going to take us away from our families. Amen, praise God. Just like he told Abraham to get out of his father's house and to go to a place, go to a country, go to a land that he had prepared for him. And when Abraham left, he wound up taking, amen, servants. He took his family. He took his brother's son, Lot, which was his nephew, amen. And the Bible tells us that later on down the line, as God began to bless Abraham and all of those that were with him, there became contention between the servants of Lot and the servants of Abraham. Why? Because many times when God get ready to bless us, amen, praise God, he wants to do something significant for you, and we drag people with us. We take people with us without seeking for God's direction, amen, seeking his advice. Oh, it's just like God bless you with a house, amen, praise God, and you allow sisters, brothers, auntie, uncle, grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, everybody to move in this house. And then when contention arises and you have no peace, you want to go back to God and say, amen, why you blessed me with this big house? Well, he blessed you with the house, amen, praise God, first of all, for you and your family. He didn't tell you that you had to let everybody else move in. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. See, this is what happened. And then Jonah went before God. And he wanted to, amen, hide, and he was rested. He went down in the ship, amen, going to Tarshish, amen, storm raging, amen, the sailors running around throwing stuff off the boat, and Jonah asleep. Okay, and that's the way a lot of times we get content, amen, praise God, and what we're doing instead of what God wants us to do. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And then God has to let a storm come, amen, and things begin to happen to get people's attention. Sometimes it hasn't even gotten your attention, but it has gotten the attention of your children. It's gotten the attention, amen, of the people that you work with, your coworkers. It's gotten the attention, oh my God, of your siblings. It's gotten the attention, amen, praise God, of your leader. It's gotten the attention of your church members, amen, while you still happy, happy, happy. I clearly remember, amen, praise God, when I was an evangelist and I belonged to a particular denomination. And amen, praise God. And I would get vexed and upset, amen, praise God, because my pastor wanted things done a certain way, and I would see the church members that do just the opposite of what he wanted. If he wanted a certain song, he had certain songs he liked the choir to sing. Communion Sunday was one of the biggest things that vexed me. And they would deliberately a lot of times get up and sing something that they felt was appropriate or that they liked. Amen, praise God. And that spirit of the evangelist stir up, amen, in me. Amen, praise God. And I would begin to reprove the choir, and oh my goodness, and they would go to the pastor and complain, you need to do something about the evangelist. Now, I could sing, and I was in the choir, and another thing vexed me, calling choir rehearsal, have the choir members be late. We start rehearsal late. Amen. I had two children. I didn't like that. Amen. If we say we're going to start at 7 o'clock, I want to start at 7 o'clock, not 7:30, because we waiting on the lead singer or we waiting on the musicians. So, amen, what it was, I was in the church and I was doing a good work, but I wasn't doing what God called me to do because, amen, praise God, I'm an evangelist and I should have been going out, amen, praise God, and bringing people in. But I was trying to in the confines of the church wall and within the ministry, amen, praise God, because I like to sing. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I hope I'm helping somebody on this morning. And I caused more contention, amen, and more discord trying to do what I like instead of doing what God has called me to do and what God has chosen for me to do. And because I had a wise pastor, he set me down. And he said, Evangelist Williams, he said, this is what you're going to have to do. And you're an evangelist, and you need to be going out. At least, amen, praise God, at least more than what you're doing. And if you need to miss a couple of Sundays to go do some revivals, just let me know. Amen, praise God. And as I begin to go out, amen, praise God, and do revivals, amen, praise God, and speaking engagement, people started, amen, following me, and people started, amen, coming to my local church looking for me because they had heard me speak. And I'm going to tell you something, I was much happier obeying God than when I was trying to sing in the choir, amen, and do something I liked and what I thought was the right thing, amen, but it wasn't the destiny that God had for me. And a lot of times, let me say this, our destinies may change, okay? God may call for us to do something different than what we have been doing for a long time. And people rebel against that too, amen? So this is why tests and trials come many times to change us, to make us seek God. And in Jonah chapter 2, we find out here Jonah is, he's praying to God. Now he is seeking God's direction, amen, because he's in the confinement of the fish belly. He cried out in his affliction. Many times, people of God, you're going to go through some afflictions. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all. You're going to go through some afflictions a lot of times simply because you're being disobedient to the call for which you have been chosen. Amen, praise God. I want to stay home and watch television. I don't want to, amen, go and teach Bible study tonight. I want to stay in and, amen, praise God, and just be normal. I don't want to have to go to prayer meeting. Amen. But yet and still, you know that God have given you these gifts, amen, these talents, these abilities, and when God says go, and when God gives us commandment to do things, amen, we come out so much better, amen, when we're fulfilling the purpose that God has for our lives rather than running from it, okay? Amen, praise God. And that's what Jonah did. God had to afflict, amen, everybody that was around him, amen, for him to see, you cannot run from me. Amen, praise God. And this is what happened. Many times, amen, you lose the favor of God, amen, and situations begin to happen, amen, to us and to everybody that's around us until we begin to humble ourselves under the mighty hands of God and walk in the calling and the purpose for which he has for our life. Well, amen, praise God. Jonah committed himself unto the Lord, and the Bible says in that second chapter, amen, praise God, that he made a vow unto God to sacrifice unto him with thanksgiving, hallelujah, and to be obedient to him. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited Jonah up. Amen. And I can tell you the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time in chapter 3 and told him to go to Nineveh, the great city, and preach unto it. Amen. Praise God. As he had bid him. And the Bible says that Jonah, amen, went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. And it was a great city. It took 3 days to get there. Jonah didn't waste no time. He made a 3-day trip in 1 day. Let me tell you, as I get ready to pray for you, you can't waste no time being obedient to God. When God tells you to do something, you better be found doing it. Stop procrastinating. Stop being slowful. Stop making excuses. Jesus said it like this: I must do the work of him that sent me while it is day, for night cometh and no man can work. So, amen, he also said, I must, amen, praise God, do the work of my Father. Hallelujah, praise God. We've got to do whatever it is that God has called and chosen for us to do and stop wasting time doing it. Amen. Every individual, if you don't know what God's purpose for your life, amen, praise God, seek him. But I taught in Bible class, amen, your passion is your purpose, amen. And if you know what your passion is, amen, praise God, that's what God has called for you to do, amen, praise God. And always, amen, it has to do with his work and his bidding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Well, let me pray for you right now. Father God, I want to thank you for today's lesson, devotional, and I pray that every person, every individual that hears it will stop running away from you and from the purpose that you have for their life, that they will earnestly seek you for direction, for wisdom, and for guidance so that we can fulfill our divine destiny, that we can walk in obedience, and the favor and the blessings of the Most High God will be with us. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen and amen. You've been listening to Apostle Loretta Williams. Amen. And I've been coming to you with Stop Running, amen, from the Lord. Amen. And fulfill your destiny. God bless you.
Called me by the name.